This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. If President Trump wanted to get under the skin of abortion advocates, he might not find a better way than this. On Friday, the president will screen in the White House the film Gosnell, the one featuring an abortionist as a murderer for committing abortion-related infanticide. U.S. House leadership is still proudly protective of states who have legalized actions identical to Dr. Gosnell. Wednesday's House session featured the 32nd rejection of a bill to ban abortion-related infanticide. Pro-life House leadership is asking for your calls to your representatives. The movie Unplanned continues to convert more pro-choice people to pro-life than any other single event ever. Those associated with the film say that Twitter blocked their accounts and blocked any grassroots or sponsored promotion of their film. Twitter's director of public policy evaded questions before the U.S. Senate and refused any consideration of independent audit of the social media platform. Carlos Monge also said many pro-life accounts advertise on Twitter. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, a U.S. senator labeling himself as pro-life is lending himself to abortion fundraising. Pennsylvania's Bob Casey was part of the Emily's List Gala April 4th. And of 250 pro-life bills seen in state legislatures this year, half would ban all or some abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.